Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and I heard the prayer request from, I believe her name was Carolyn from Superior, Wisconsin, and then also wanted to pray for one traveling chick, too, about the job situation. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you on bended knee, God, on our knees, praising your name, God, for your goodness. You deserve all the glory, God, no matter what our circumstances are, no matter what we're walking through, God, you deserve the glory. God, I bring before you Carolyn and her husband, Mickey, and I recognize this prayer request came in last month, and I have no idea what has transpired since then and how the biopsy went, but God, you do. Would you hold this couple so very close, God? Would you be their rock? Would you be their place of comfort? I pray that they would just see that they can crawl into your lap, God, and that you will hold them as they walk through hard things. Father, I do pray for healing in his body if that hasn't happened already. In your name, Jesus, I pray for that. I pray for healing from these tumors. Lord, I bring before you one traveling chick, Lord, who was furloughed recently on her job or from her job after 28 years. And now is finding a really, really heavily, or very competitive job market, especially in this area of her expertise. God, would you grant her the job that brings her joy, Lord, and that really uses the gifts that you have given to her. I love that, your God-given gifts. God, would you land her in just the right spot at just the right time, in just the right way. Thank you, God, for holding these women, for carrying them and loving them the way that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. I'm thinking about moving closer to my job. I know it's my fault that I haven't made the effort to move, but I guess maybe fear and stuff like that get in the way. Stress, money, all that good stuff. I thought about trying for a mobile home again. I think one of them said I need $5,000 down. I'm not sure how to accomplish this, but I just ask God for his peace in it, if this is what he wants me to do. Thank you.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in September 12th to pray over our children. I am coming to you for the third time, and I will not be a burden to you. I don't want what you have. I want you. After all, children don't provide for their parents. Rather, parents provide for their children. I will gladly spend myself and all I have for you, even though it seems that the more I love you, the less you love me. 2 Corinthians 12:14-15. Paul told the Corinthians that he considered himself their spiritual parent. He didn't want them spending their money to take care of him as he worked with them. More than that, Paul said he would gladly spend himself and all he had for the Corinthian Christians to grow to be all that God intended. Paul was willing to be used up to see his children in the faith grow up. Just as Paul refused to use his children to make himself rich, neither do we want to use our children to make ourselves look good in the eyes of others. And though we likely don't see ourselves as wanting to use our children in this way, that self-perception is challenged by our reaction when we feel our children are making us look bad. Our anger or embarrassment reveals the truth. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for your love and guidance. Thank you that our lives are in your hands. Thank you that your word assures us that you will work out all things for our good and your glory. We have turned our lives over to you and have accepted Jesus as our path to eternity with you. Help us to stay in the center of your will. Help us to walk in step with you. Help us to see everything we encounter through the lens of your word and to have an eternal perspective. We long to receive everything you have for us. We want to be used by you, and we want to be lights in this world that help others find you. Make us doers of your word and not simply hearers. Let your Holy Spirit reign within us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good afternoon, Dabbers. This is Angie from Texas, crucified with Christ. I'm calling today to pray for the world, pray for our church. The last couple of days have been hard. For my family, especially, has been a very close feeling after losing our son a year ago. Our son was 36 years old when he went home to the Lord. And the last couple of days, what has been happening in this country of ours has literally dropped me to my knees. It's time for our church to stop being. We are called to be disciples. We are called to call out sin. We are called to be like Jesus. We love all children of God. We're all the same, but some of them are lost. It's our job to let them know that the wages of sin is death. Lord, please give us strength, give us the words and the wisdom to also bring our children to fight for our faith. Thank you, Jesus.
This is Forgiven Child of God. It's Friday, September 12th, and I want to encourage everyone to be praying for God's Holy Spirit to speak through us, through our children. After the death of Charlie Kirk, his death has opened up possibilities of dialogue. My high schooler had a conversation at school regarding prayer. But the conversation started with his death. And I think if we can be sensitive to conversations around us and be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, this tragedy is going to open so many doors for us to continue more diligently to share the gospel. And I just ask that we do that. Heavenly Father, please give us discernment and sensitivity to your Holy Spirit when doors are opening for conversation and dialogue around the gospel and around this tragedy and the other tragedies, the other deaths. But he was such a strong advocate for you, Lord. I pray that the rest of us can continue to carry the torch. In your son's name, amen.
Hi, Dabbers. It's Fearfully and Wonderfully Made from Winchester, Virginia. I'm sitting here cleaning my house, but I just have this nagging feeling that the world is in trouble. I am so upset that we lost a warrior of God. I don't care what your political views are. No man deserves to be murdered in front of his wife and his children. We are in trouble. These are the times that we were warned about, the end times. Man's heart will grow cold. Since when was it acceptable to go out and hunt down a human being like there's some animal There's no excuse. Social media is even worse. I had to go off of it. I just can't read the hatred and the insensitivity of people's reaction to a beautiful wife and children losing their husband and their father. In the words of a wise man, I'm going to say, everybody, take a deep breath and let it out. Jesus be with us. Jesus be with us. Jesus be with us. I love you guys.
Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown calling from Evansville, Indiana. Shalom, shalom. This reading is, what is the date today, Jeff?
13th of September.
This is the 13th of September, 2020, what?
Five.
2025. And we're agreeing with the people who have prayed over the people, and we join in our prayer with them. And we agree with Brian, and we're going to get that new prayer that we can get, and we'll be praying that prayer also. So today, what day is it today?
Saturday.
And the readings for today were just very helpful for me, and I encourage you to go back to the reading. What is the date and day, Jeff, for this today's reading?
15th of September.
So go back to the 15th of September.
13th.
Oh, go back to the 13th of September. What is the year? 2025. And pray them over again, because the message was so strong for me. And I just thank God for Brian and Jill and their children. And we pray for...
This is for Eddie. Please pray with me. Father God, I pray for Eddie, who called in asking for deliverance from alcohol and porn addiction. Please help him see that you are the ultimate source of peace and relief. Please deliver him from these addictions like you have delivered me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Eddie, I know the struggle. It's powerful. But God is even more powerful. You have to decide that alcohol and porn is no longer an option. I learned that as long as you worship alcohol and porn, there's no room for God. Get out of God's way and allow Him to guide your steps. God will heal you and deliver you. You need only to be still.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. Father God, we lift up to you today the anonymous woman whose call aired on September 4th. She had her last mediation meeting to divorce her husband of 24 years on September 3rd. Father, she feels very much like Job. But your word tells us that there is a time for everything in this earthly life. Your daughter has been through many happy, sad, joyous, or grievous times in her life, and this is one of the not so good times. Holy Spirit, come into this situation. May the final steps be wrapped up without delay. Flood our sister with your love and peace. May she know that regardless of what is going on in her life, she only has to look to you for her comfort. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Love you, sister. Let us know how you're doing.
Hey, guys. It's Chris from Tulsa. It's been a while since I called in. I'm having a tough year this year, and I want to ask for some prayers. My health is improved. I need to lose some weight, and I've lost some weight. But I'm having some struggles at work. I feel like I'm being attacked spiritually because I've been working to get closer to God and renew my spirit. I feel like I take one step forward and I get knocked back two steps. I'm trying to give it to God. I'm trying to trust in Him and not worry, right? Just have no worry, no anxiety. I know He will provide, and I know He will give me favor. Please pray for that for me, my family. I also want to pray for just what's going on in the world today. I think we're seeing evil manifest itself more and more right in our faces. You know, I just want to knock the devil out. And I'm really, really praying for revival. I'm praying for peace for the world and revival. Brian and Jill, thank you for all you do. And just please pray for me. Love you guys. Thank you.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for September 12th. Just as Paul carried a burden he chose not to place on his children, so do we as parents carry the weight of many burdens that we choose not to place on our kids. And just as Paul was writing this letter to the disrespectful Corinthians for the very purpose of building up those who had torn him down, so we as parents continue on looking for ways to build up our children even when they have rolled their eyes at our ideas and haven't treated us with the respect we deserve. Of course, Paul could treat the Corinthians this way because this is how he had been treated by Christ. We can almost hear Christ saying to us, His children, I will gladly spend myself and all I have for you, even though it seems that the more I love you, the less you love me. Christ spent Himself for us long before we loved Him. It is His Spirit that enables us to spend ourselves in love for our children, even when they are not being loving to us in return. Lord, sometimes we just get tired of spending ourselves for our children, especially when we seem to receive little love and respect in return. We need Your Spirit of serving and giving and spending ourselves. I love you, family.
God, for loving grace, for this great big smile that's on my face, and all this love that's in my heart that sanctifies and sets apart. And then there's that sparkle in my eye. That's love for you that will not die. Thank you for the Sabbath day. A time to read your word and pray. A time to stop and introspect and upon your goodness to reflect. Thank you, God, for everything. Food to eat, birds that sing, place where I can lay my head, the mattress that I call my bed, children, family, friends and foes, good times, bad times, trouble, woes. Through it all, You walked with me. You loved me as You talked to me. And from this world You set me free, and I owe my all, dear God, to Thee. So here upon the Sabbath day, I lift my hands and heart to pray. I acknowledge You in all my ways, and I come to You in total praise. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. It was nice hearing your voice, Tracy Baker. I hadn't heard from you in a while. I know you loved very much, thought of often, and prayed for regularly. And once again, Brian and Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast, for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. How precious you are to me. This is Angel in Training from Lexington, Kentucky, calling in. I'd like to pray for Eddie C., who called from South Carolina. He said he was greatly saddened because he feels abandoned. He is struggling. And so I just have a few words and a prayer for you, Eddie. I heard your prayer request, Eddie, on September the 8th, and my heart broke for the rocky and hard path you are on. I'm glad you found a good job. I have some thoughts, my brother. You absolutely must not sink into alcohol or porn. The alcohol will remove your ability to make good decisions. If continued, it will likely lead you back into jail. The porn is an addiction like meth or heroin. It also is not your friend. It will grease the slippery path we all have to walk on even further and laugh as you slide into a downward spiral. Brother, I lift you now to the Lord. Heavenly Father, please help Eddie to understand how he must keep trudging on, set money aside, and work towards the vistas ahead that are promising and beautiful. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Hello, my wonderful DAB family. This is Rosie, a.k.a. Great to Be Free in Jesus. I usually call this in every year, usually at the beginning, and I failed to do that this year. But I know how bad I felt about things that happened with my children, and I couldn't understand. And I used to question God, what did I do so wrong that my daughters do everything I told them not to do? And I kept questioning him every time they would do something, and I would just think it was something I said or did. And one day the Lord said to me, I'm the perfect father, and look how my children treat me. And that lifted a load off of me. Not that I thought I was a perfect mother, because I know I'm not. I tried to do the best I could, but I know I'm not perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. But I want to let you know that you don't have to feel guilty. Just trust in the Lord, and you're doing the best you can, and that look at how we've treated God. I mean, I still don't do everything right for God, and I try, but, you know, I'm just not perfect. So I'm a human being, and I mess up a lot. But I just hope that will set at least one person free like it did me. I love you, my wonderful DAB family. God bless you. Bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 1 Kings 18, 41 to 45. Father God, we lift up to you today Cecile in Texas and her grandchildren who are going to court for something horrible that could result in the incarceration of one of them. Father, just as Elijah begged for your divine intervention, we are on our knees begging the same for this family. Father, they need all that you can give them. Peace, wisdom, love, comfort. Holy Spirit, please come and work miracles in this situation. Heal hurts, provide understanding, do what only you can do. We don't know why or understand why this is all happening or what this is all happening for, but we praise you for what good this is doing in the lives of this family. We pray that this provides salvation and freedom, not only on earth, but more importantly, freedom for all eternity. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Cecile. Please call back and let us know how you're doing.
Hi, DAB family. This is Louisa from Fargo going by Miracle Child. Please pray with me for those with cancer. There are many who called in asking for prayers for that, so please pray with me. Father, I pray for all those going through cancer. There are so many who have called in asking for healing from this debilitating disease. If it be your will, heal their bodies, Lord. Only you can heal and give each a positive outcome. Please, God, give them strength and faith to trust you with whatever you have planned for them. Let the results show no cancer if it is what you desire for them. Precious healer, hear my prayer and give the doctors wisdom on the best treatment for them. Not our will, but your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, DAB. This is Kim from Texas. I have called in and left a few prayer requests on the prayer wall. I wanted to say that as a praise report, I got a new job a few weeks ago. And so hopefully that will help our finances. And on the other side of that, I really need prayer in that job because it's in something I've never worked with before. And I'm having to learn a lot. And this is on top of the demands of my family. And I have found my mind really battled and heart attitudes popping up that I don't really like, and mental and emotional things. And it's been like a whirlwind. And on top of that, I'm dealing with church hurt. And I just don't like what I see coming out. And I've been in a place of fear with the Lord instead of trust. And so I could really use prayer for my heart and my mind. I say I don't have time. I know it's a matter of making time to spend time with the Lord. Honestly, I'm struggling to work all the odds and ends of my life so that I can get that time with the Lord. And I'm just really exhausted. And I don't want to fall back, and I don't want to fall away. So I'm asking for prayer for me and my family again. Thank you.
Good morning. I want to respond to a prayer request that was called in for, I believe his name was Randy. It's a friend, I guess, of the family that has done a lot of help for the caller's son as far as mentoring and a lot of giving wisdom. But he's got some issues with back surgeries that he's had, and complications, and perhaps pain and some sort of debilitation. I'm actually trying to navigate the other side of this, trying to get multiple opinions on a back surgery that I've been told I need. And it looks like I do need it. It's just how and what kind of surgery. And so I definitely feel for him. I don't want to be on the other side of surgery with more complications and more pain. You know, I'm almost better or worse off than I am now. So Lord, I lift up Randy. You know exactly what's going on with his spine. What's going on with his spinal cord or nerves, both. And what that's doing to the rest of his body, whether it's giving him nonstop pain that he can't find relief from, or it's debilitating his movement. So we just pray, Lord, complete healing over his spine and whatever's wrong and complicated with his back. By the blood of your son, we ask and claim healing. We come to you, the foot of your throne, and say, and give Randy's illness and ailments to you, and just ask that you heal. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Who is the dragon and what is the beast? When I pray, should my body be facing the east? Is it true that I'm sinning if I take me a drink? Should I blindly obey and not even think? Do I have to be kneeling when my heart wants to pray? And is it true that God hears every word that we say? Are our loved ones who died looking down from the sky? Or do they just rot in the grave, in the dirt when they die? Are our spirits immortal? Do our thoughts never cease? When we sleep in our graves, are we resting in peace? Is the mother of Jesus really a saint? And a painting of God, what color's the paint? If I eat me a sandwich, with bacon or ham? Does it mean that my body's defiled and I'm damned? Is Sunday the Sabbath? Is that God's law or man's? And if I worship on multiple days, am I still in God's hands? And what about killing if I'm ordered to war? Should I render to Caesar and God's law ignore? Satan's a lion, and I'm just a man. And if I just say no, can I really still stand? To be continued.
Hey family, this is Pray Without Ceasing in Atlanta. I am listening to Prayer and Encouragement. I guess this is the week ending September 14th, 13th. I don't know how it works, but it is the 14th. I'm calling to, I guess, to pray for God's chosen in Georgia and her family, Zion and the other grandchildren they used to call. Don't really remember all the names. I hadn't heard her voice or the children's voices in a long time, so they're just on my heart, and I ask that the Lord would meet them where they are, and whatever's going on, that I'm grateful that he is with them, but that he would also bring any situation that requires him to intervene to completeness. Same for Jersey Jane for Jesus and Chicago Peg. Yeah, I'm a little thrown right now because I was listening to that prayer and encouragement, and Sparky just said, if you're under 50, he considers you young. Well, it made me chuckle because I'm a little over 60, and Sparky, I'm young. All right, guys, love you, and again, prayers for them, and so happy to hear Ozzy Bear again.
Greetings, my DAB family. This is New Envision Growth calling from New York, calling for the calls that came in September 14th. We had a young woman call for her longtime friend Millie, who is battling cancer. There was a person who called regarding anxieties, taken with love from Louisiana. And we had a man calling for his wife and their complications in pregnancy with baby Caleb, and two callers who referenced who I consider a modern-day martyr who was killed tragically. I pray that these verses would increase faith and hope for anyone who called that day and anyone who may be going through things that are similar. For we know that our faith is increased by hearing the word of God. Philippians 4:6-7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Revelation 6:11. Then a white robe was given to each of them, and they were told to rest a little longer until the full number of their brothers and sisters, their fellow servants of Jesus, who were to be martyred, had joined them. Revelation 21:4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There should be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. I love you guys. Be encouraged.
Hi, everyone. This is Nolene from Dubai. Yes, it's a very sad week, very sad weekend. All the things happening in the world, and someone like Charlie Kirk got taken out, but he is now with Jesus and with God. I just want to pray for this world and all the wickedness that's going on. And, you know, I don't have kids, but I have nieces and nephews, and they're young teenagers growing up. And I just pray that all the kids, all our kids, all our nephews, nieces, grandchildren, kids, just have God on their side and Jesus, and just walk the right path, and really just being... being strong with Jesus. That's all we can pray for. Also praying for my girlfriend. Keep praying for her, please. All of you, with her fight for cancer. She's really a true believer, and she believes all the energy is from Jesus. And she goes day by day. She has a very tough set of chemotherapy and treatments happening, and she's got 4 months left, and it's her second time to get cancer, and it's spread. So please keep her in your prayers, Greta. Saying goodbye from Dubai.
Hey fam, bam, it is Sunday, and I wanted to reach out. It's your boy Spark, and wanted to try to touch a little God here. Just something he's kind of been throwing on my heart this last week. We saw an assassination, and regardless, the world saw an assassination. And I know there's a lot of opinions given, and there's a lot of thought process that has been given in that. But God, if you believe that Jesus was God and is God in the beginning, there's nothing that shocks you in this sort of realm. Peter came across Jesus and asked, God, this can't be true. And he said, leave me, Satan. It's a very true statement. As you go throughout your dealings and how you care, I surge and I urge you to love people, to do that to you. If that's what they want out of what you're delivering from Jesus, what his name is, you do not have to engage. You don't have to serve another enemy. Give Jesus word and be kind and love. Love you.
Hey, Dad family. This is Kristen, Christ in me. And I don't know how many others of you are feeling this, but there seems to be a collective grieving going on, and we're all, or many of us, are going through the grieving process over the loss of Charlie Kirk in this violent, horrific, demonic way that he was taken from us. If y'all don't know him, please just go listen to the stuff that he said. He was preaching the gospel. He died a martyr. He's up in heaven with the Lord, and he has his martyr's crown. And there's so many people that I have seen that are feeling this collective grief. You know, I've been crying for the last 3 days. I guess it's not helping that I'm watching stuff about him. But and then there's the people that, I mean, they're being told lies about him that's not true. And they're saying horrible, horrible things. I'm sorry, but they're demonized. And this world, we need to turn away from that. We need deliverance from this demonic culture that tears apart Christians. But you know what? We knew this was going to happen. It's in the Bible. We were told that's what was going to happen. And I guess this is where we are. But I don't know. I just pray for those people that are tormented by lies and are telling lies about Charlie.
Continuation. Is God simply testing? Can the devil make me do it? Can I really do all things if Christ helps me through it? And pictures of angels, statues, the cross, they're all graven images. Should I avoid them at all costs? The preacher says one thing, the Bible says another. Is it true that all men are really my brother? Bingo, raffles, whatever you please. The Lord's house is still like a den full of thieves. Jehovah, Yahweh, Jesus Lord. Does it matter as long as God's name is adored? Preacher, rabbi, pastor, pope. What does it matter? They all give us hope. So many doctrines, but only one way. Regardless of what the so-called scholars may say, it's not what you do that earns you a place. Thank God for His mercy, because it's only by grace. We look for the details. We try to dot every I. And we still come up short on our very best try. Salvation is something you really can't earn. And that's a reality that every religion must learn. To be continued.
Father God, we lift up to you today Tyler Robinson, the suspected shooter of Charlie Kirk. Father, we don't know why this happened or the alleged differences between Tyler and Charlie and about what both men stand for, but Father, you do. And Father, we just pray that the very public nature of this tragic event will not negatively affect the judicial process. Father, there's a lot of anger and a lot of hate out in our world, and I pray for a fair judicial process, that the investigators and would be very diligent in what they're doing, and that the guards are treating Tyler with respect. And Father, we just pray for Tyler's salvation, and we pray that he is able to get the help that he needs and a lawyer. Father, we just pray that your will be done in this situation, and that it is all for your glory. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, DAB family. Sheena from Saskatchewan.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in September 14th to pray over her children. Let God's curse fall on anyone, including us, or even an angel from heaven who preaches a different kind of good news than the one we preach to you. I say again, what we have said before, if anyone preaches any other good news than the one you welcomed, let that person be cursed. Obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. Galatians 1:8-10. Paul was saying something that would not win him many friends. Most people are not particularly drawn to someone who pronounces a curse on someone else. Did Paul just love ruffling feathers? Was he arrogant in his beliefs? Was he uncaring about those who faced an eternal future apart from Christ? No. Paul was willing to speak this way about those who preach a way into God's good graces other than faith in Christ's finished work, because his desire to please God was so much higher on his list of priorities than pleasing people. This is the kind of commitment to the truth of the gospel and freedom from pleasing people that we all want, and it's what we want for our children. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you that you value and love us so much. Help us to know your love, to trust in you, and not to be afraid. No matter the circumstances in our lives, may we always remember that you are in charge and that your love will always carry us through. Your word is full of assurances that you are always with us, and it reminds us that if you are for us, who can stand against us? While we may not always understand everything we experience in this world, may we always remember and trust that we are in your hands. Help us to not only know this for ourselves, but to be bold witnesses to others and help them to believe and come into your kingdom. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depending on the part of the world you're hearing this prayer from. My name is Lovely, and I'm calling in from France. And I'm calling in to join my faith with the faith of others to pray for some of our brethren that call in, asking for us to join them in prayers. Especially Randy, he said his sister called in that we should join her in prayer, praying for Randy, that is somewhere, the minister that have helped her son who is in prison, but he's undergoing a multiple surgery. Sister, I want you to know we'll be praying for Randy. He will be in my prayer. You know, for the sake of the work he is doing, God will intervene. And a lot of our sisters for about a week now have been so distracted that I'm not calling, but I hear all the prayer points and I pray. And I'm standing in the gap praying for as many that have called in for one sickness or the other from one cancer. There are so many prayers on cancer. There are so many prayers on kidney problem, kidney stone. There are so many prayers from people calling from their children in prison. There are so many prayers. There was a woman that called in, a sister that called in, that the son is gender confused. He's attracted to the same sex. I am praying for every prayer point. I might not be able to mention them by name, mention them one by one, but God, in his infinite mercy, sees us. He's our Roy, the God that sees us. He knows what we are going through, and we are presenting it before God this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, especially again our brethren that are calling in from prison, don't forget we are still praying for you. We're praying that God should show you mercy in place of every judgment. We are praying that God should hold your hands tight even when you are tired of depending on him. Father, we thank you. We turn all the glory for you. For every prayer point, for everybody that have called in demanding for our prayer. We might not call them by name or mention them, but Lord, you know.
Hey, Dad fam, I'm sorry, I forgot to say something that's very, very important. Pray for Charlie Kirk's family. His parents lost their son. His wife has lost her husband that she thought she would be spending the rest of her days with. And her two little children, his two little children have lost their father. But they are brave and they have strength and they know the Lord. And I'm so thankful that they know the Lord. But pray for us that are grieving as well.
Conclusion. Strive for perfection in all that you do. God's Spirit will lead you to that which is true. Intentions are good. But Satan deceives, and one must use caution in what one believes. He stays in the Bible, he applies what he learns, but interpretations vary as each man discerns. Blessed be the ties that bind our hearts, our souls, our spirit and mind. If it were not for the Lord, we'd all die by the sword. Tradition, pride, and ego too, they all undermine the things that we do. Knowledge is good, and it should increase. And all that petty bickering should eventually cease. The bride of Jesus must be pure. Spots and wrinkles cannot endure. No matter what your religion or what you've been taught, the battle's not yours. It's Jesus who fought. He'll welcome you with open arms. He'll keep you safe from all life's harms. If you are honest and do your best, grace and mercy will do all the rest. Run to him quickly. Don't even think. Drink from the well, whatever he gives you to drink. And love that transcends your corruptible mind will give you the strength you've been trying to find. There is no salvation in the traditions of men. It is only through your surrender that you're enabled to win. blindtony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing. And I'd like to give a shout out to Victoria Soldier. I heard that you had been in the hospital, and that slipped by me.
Hey, Dad Fam, it's Sparky. I wanted to call and pray for Hopeful in Texas. Sister, I want you to know that I heard your prayer, and I want you to know that we have been there, my family and I. Excuse me. We understand the roadblock that you feel like is right in front of you. And sister, I am going to pray with you that when those come up, usually those are the most amazing things and times that God has been in my backstop, I guess you could say. So, Father God, we come to you before my sister and her husband. And Father, things are looking hopeless. And God, this is when you ask us to have the most faith. Lord, when things aren't going how we hope they would or wish they would, or it feels like the bottom falls out from under us, Father, you ask us to stick our hand out and grab yours as you pull it. Lord, we just ask that you give the sister the faith and the knowledge that you're in control and that we aren't. Father, that's the most difficult thing that we face, is the obedience to your word and the guide of your life. Lord, help all of us to have a little more faith in that. Father, I look forward to the amazing phone call when something miraculous happens. Father, you will not let them be less taken care of or worthless, Father. Father, you're their ultimate guide. Lord, give them a guidance right now as they're calling in faith towards you. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you, sis.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Katie in Alaska. I'm calling because I'm having surgery on the 17th of September, which is 2 days away. And I'm worried that I might end up missing more work than I plan to if my surgeon has to go in and drill holes in the head of my femur to add cartilage. I would really appreciate prayers that he can go in and fix the labrum and clean up the arthritis and any bone spurs, and then everything will be good after that. Thank you, family. I love you all.
Good morning. I want to pray for a caller that called in for her friend Millie, who is now battling cancer for the third time. And it's spread, and she has a multitude of other effects or ailments related to this, and has somehow just been able to keep her faith strong. So Lord, we pray that you just continue to strengthen Millie's faith. Just as we just got through Job, just continue to remind her that you are there, you are in control, and you will do all the things that she's experiencing. You will make them and turn them into good, Lord. It's hard to hear now, and it's probably not helpful to hear now for someone going through what she's going through, but if she feels like her faith is weak, just let her friend encourage her and be a mirror for her. Letting her know that she is showing strength in suffering, and that is a testimony to others. And just allow her to commune with her friend and commune with you, Lord, and grow closer to you during this time. And so in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Nicole, Living Christ Redemption Story in Florida, just calling in some more prayers for the children and grandchildren of the Dad community. And today I just want to lift up our children, Lord, and just ask you to fill them with just a boldness today, Lord, to acknowledge who you are, both with word and with deed, Lord, with the thoughts that run through their minds and the thoughts that they allow to linger, and Lord, those thoughts that they recognize are not of you, and they just, Lord, they have the boldness to declare captive those thoughts and just push them out with the power that you have given them through your Holy Spirit, and just to call on the power of the Holy Spirit throughout their day, Lord, when things start to enter their mind that are going to cause them to, Lord, doubt that you're there, or doubt who they are, or doubt your goodness, or doubt what they should do in a situation or moment, Lord, I pray that in those moments that, Lord, the power of your Holy Spirit would just miraculously flow through their hearts, and just remind them of who they are and whose they are, Lord, and just have the boldness to stand up with their words and their actions throughout their day, Lord, to not be afraid to declare that you are their Savior and that your word is true and reliable and loving and kind and the answer to all of our greatest questions in life, Lord, and allow them to just really just hold that truth as they operate throughout their day today. And we ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for September 14th. Our need for approval is deeply wired into us. It's not seeking after approval and the personal satisfaction it provides that Jesus condemns. It is seeking approval from the wrong source. If we're always looking for approval from other people, we'll never get enough, and it won't ever last long enough. In Christ, we have already been given all the approval we need and all the approval that really matters. Jesus was God's beloved Son, in whom he was well pleased. Once we are joined to Christ, the approval splashes over onto us. Joined to Christ, we are accepted and approved. Day by day, as our children come home, worn down by disapproval from others, we can keep pointing them to the one person whose approval really matters, assuring them that as they are in Christ, they already have this divine approval. Lord, please make our children into people who live for your approval, not the praise of other people. By your great and sufficient grace, shrink and disable our children's deep need for human approval. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, grant our children greater assurance that in you, he already has God's full acceptance and everlasting approval. I love you, family.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada. Got Dale the Flower calling. And, you know, sometimes life just is not fair. It's just crazy the way it works. But somehow God always uncrazies it. And I'm thinking of the woman who sold, the family who sold their house, and then the husband lost the job. And I pray, Lord God, that you supply the right job for this man to support his family. The mom wants to stay home with the baby, and that's a noble, noble career. And I pray, Lord God, that you would honor that she would be able to stay home and look after the family, and that the husband would find gainful employment, where he can afford a house and food and clothing for his family. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless this family mightily, would empower the Holy Spirit within them to rise up and bring them the peace that they need, knowing you are in control. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan, and it is September 15th, 2025, and I want to pray for people that have lost loved ones, including the Charlie Kirk family. I pray, Father God, that you would touch the people that are grieving over loved ones that they lost, and some people were tragically taken out of this earth because of their beliefs and political ideas or religious ideas or Christian faith. A lot of people have been taken out of here for Christian faith, especially in the time of Paul when Stephen got stoned to death. I pray for all the people at DAB that have lost loved ones, especially like their sons and daughters, friends, husbands, wives, and anybody in their life that they're grieving over. God, you're the comforter, and you protect our hearts. And I pray that they will realize these people are gifts from God, and that their legacy will keep going, and they will keep them alive through their good memories of that person, because we are all gifts from God to other people. I pray you touch their heart and mind in Christ Jesus, whatever's lovely and worthy to praise, that they'll think upon them things. And if they never gave their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, that they will receive Jesus into their hearts, so that when they go to heaven, they can see the loved ones that were saved in eternity. I thank you for this time to pray for people, and I ask you to bless their lives in the name of Jesus, and blessings of memories, good memories, fond memories of these people that they lost in their life. And I pray you protect them and children, and in the name of Jesus, amen.
Hello, family. I've been listening to the prayers, especially of events of late, and I was prompted to share scripture with you that I have been relying on and going back to many, many times. And I believe it perfectly illustrates our global campfire here and how we all meet here virtually and do what these scriptures say. And it's Joshua 5:13-15. And then this: while Joshua was there near Jericho, he looked up and saw right in front of him a man standing, holding his drawn sword. Joshua stepped up to him and said, "Whose side are you on, ours or our enemies?" He said, "Neither. I'm commander of God's army. I've just arrived." Joshua fell to his face on the ground and worshiped. He asked, "What orders does my master have for his servant?" God's army commander ordered Joshua, "Take your sandals off your feet. The place you are standing is holy." And Joshua did it. This campfire is holy, but Lord, I want to remind our people here that we take this out into the real world of our family, our friends, the people we see every day, and take your peace and strength, knowing that in Joshua's time of need, when the commander showed up, he asked, "Whose side are you on?" And he said, "Neither. This place is holy."
Hey, DAB family. It's your sister Ashley from California. And today is September 15th. And I just listened to the September 10th. And I had a really heavy morning this morning, gang. My Jackson, he had to finish his round of steroids for this month. And my dad, Doug, had a rough night, and I had to prepare for a meeting for work and do a work meeting, and man alive, I was wiped out. But then I was able to do my notes from the September 10th reading from The God of Our Story and listen to Brian, and I was able to encourage Jackson to read the notes from the 10th, where Brian was talking about how King David in Psalm 54 and Paul in 2 Corinthians were having to endure and have the strength and ask God for the strength to help them to get through what they had to get through. And with how heavy my heart has been feeling in the last few days, and even as this new school year has begun, I am so grateful for the manna that is the word, how God provides for us each and every day. And I could really use your prayers, family, if you could pray for my family, that we would have the strength that we need to be able to keep carrying on. I would be so grateful, and I would covet them, and I know that God will hear it and He will answer. All right. I love you, DAB family. Love, your sister Ashley from California.
Hi, Daily Auto Bible family. This is Katie in Alaska, and I just heard the prayer from Candy in Minnesota about the traumatic event that happened with their dog eating grapes and then getting really sick. And Candy, I just I totally feel for you. Last Wednesday, I had to put my black lab Sadie down because she has liver cancer. And she had gotten to a point that she wasn't doing well anymore, and it was the hardest decision to make, but I know what it feels like to lose a pet, a dog. Give your daughter some time to grieve over this, and talk to her about what she saw, what she experienced, because that is so traumatic. Like, you already know, you being a nurse, you've seen stuff like that, I'm sure, death wise but your daughter hasn't. So just give her lots of loves, give her lots of time to grieve, and answer her questions. I love you, praying for all of you for comfort.
Good morning, folks. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, calling. And I want to remind everyone that there is no sin God cannot forgive. By saying that you're such a sinner, there's no hope for you, you're saying Christ did not suffer enough. And I can't believe that at all. Christ suffered once for all, for everyone and for all sin. So sometimes what's harder is to forgive ourselves. But if you keep thinking, God has forgiven me, then eventually you'll be able to forgive yourself. You have to speak positive to yourself and reward yourself. Pat yourself on the back when God has helped you through a difficult situation. So please, forgiveness is not a feeling. Forgiveness is a truth. So you keep believing in it, and it will come. Praise the Lord.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we know we don't have to have all the answers, but we do want to be wise and full of grace in all we do and all we say. Your word tells us the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. You know our need for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Please help us guide us. In every decision we face, let our choices reflect your heavenly wisdom. In every path we must choose, show us those that will produce pure, peace-loving, considerate, and godly results. Help us to always know who to listen to and what to ignore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, this is Tiffany calling from New Orleans. I'm kind of out of breath because I just was doing my exercise listening to the morning prayer. Today is September the 16th, and I was just listening at the end of the prayers, and someone came on. I'm not sure if this is Rebecca from Michigan. You didn't say your name. However, I'm trying to catch your voice. Oh, God. But you said a prayer. that really, oh, it's so profound, Lord God. And it really, the Holy Spirit really convicted me just now, because you were praying for people who are mourning the loss of Charlie Kirk. However, you stated, don't idolize the man, but idolize who he was pointing to, you know. Oh, God, you're so good in all your ways. Father God, I just thank you for this young lady, for coming before your throne of grace, oh, God, just to encourage us and uplift us and pray for us, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you so much for using her so mightily to point out, to mirror what we may be doing, Father God, because truly, I find myself when I see, oh, my goodness, I love the Holy Spirit, oh, God. I love you, Jesus Christ, Lord God, but it's like, when I see and hear others either praying, oh God, lifting up the name of Jesus, Lord God, I admire it so much, and it inspires me to do better, to want to be better, oh God. However, Father God, I don't want to fall in a position of idolization, oh God. I found myself there before, Lord God, and I lost everything, Father God. You said we should not put no God before you, oh God, and I never want to be in that position, oh God. So thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, I praise you and I magnify you. God, I just glorify you. Oh God, you're so good in all your ways. In Jesus' name, I lift this up. Amen and amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown, and we're, what day are we on, Jeff?
Tuesday, September 16th.
And I encourage you to go through it, like Jeff and I have, because it's been life-changing. And so that's why I do this, because it changes my life, and I wish it to change yours. Just go back to Tuesday. What's the date again?
September 16th,
2025. Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. And that will give you all of the four or five people who are praying. And every single one of them, Jeff, you and I agreed with each one of them today, didn't we? Mm-hmm. So go back over that. And you will be happy that you did. I'm going to get one of those books. What is it?
Breathing Prayer.
Breathing Prayer. And then if we agree with it, well, then we'll get some more for people. If it's helpful to me, then I feel it will help them. And then there's other offerings, but I'm just interested in that. I know Jeff and Aaron and Jenny might like the coffee, which it's not that, you know, for me, I'm not a coffee drinker, but someone else might.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling on September 15th to pray over our children. Don't fail to discipline your children. The rod of punishment won't kill them. Physical discipline may well save them from death. Proverbs 23:13-14. The Lord uses discipline to reveal our sin to us and to train us to live rightly. The writer of Hebrews says, God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in His holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. God's discipline is clearly purposeful, that we might share in His holiness. In the same way, we are to discipline our children. We want to impress on them the seriousness of sin and the importance of living rightly. Our discipline shares the same purpose as God's, that our children might share in His holiness and thereby be saved from eternal death. When our children do not feel the consequence of their sin, they will not understand that sin requires punishment. And if they have no grasp of punishment, how will they ever grasp their need for the one who is punished in their place for their disobedience towards God? To be continued.
Today is September 16th, Tuesday. and this is CCNPA, Crushed Without Christ. I have Christ, but I'm still feeling crushed. I did it again. Started my new job training yesterday. I thought this was going to be the job that I wanted. It's going to be so easy and so good for me, and it didn't work out. So, I am jobless. And I can't, my family and I cannot afford to be one income for very long. So, I need a job that I can feel alive in. And working around so many secular people is very harmful to my spirit. And I don't know if anybody else can understand that, but it's real. And I sometimes, you know, when I take off my armor at home, I'm still feeling attacked in my own home because of social media. But anyways, I do need a job, so I'm asking again for God to come through as He always does, for me to get a job that I can do, and He knows exactly what I need. Please help me. Thank you. And I do know Romans 11 and 12, all of that, and I always choose Jesus, but I keep getting knocked down.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Peaceful in Pennsylvania. I want to pray for Deb, who has been struggling with intracranial blood pressure issues. She has a shunt put in that was supposed to make a difference, but now her systemic blood pressure is really up to 200 and beyond. I can just hear, Deb, the frustration and tiredness in your voice. So let's pray. Let's everyone pray. Lord, I thank you, God, that you have said, with man this is impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. So even when it seems like it's impossible for man, a doctor, a physician, whatever, it's not impossible for God. Lord, I just ask that you ease the burden that's been on her shoulders. Lord, I ask that you would reduce the blood pressure, both intracranial and systemic blood pressure. Lord, I ask that you would touch her in a wonderful way. Surround her with your love. Surround her with your presence. You have not forgotten her. You hear her prayers. You see her. You know what she's going through. And Lord, your will is for her to be healed. She is the healed of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. One of my favorite verses is, with long life will I satisfy her and show her my salvation. Salvation is healing, health, wholeness, and peace. It's not just getting to heaven, it's the whole package. Okay, sister, and everybody out there praying in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
Good morning. I want to lift up a caller, Deb, who called in with a request for prayer. She's got some neurological issues going on, and then whatever kind of either temporary or solution they gave her for the neurological issues caused her blood pressure to spike, and now she has to be on medication, so it's just kind of like knock-on effect after knock-on effect. Definitely not something desirable. And so, Lord, we try to understand the body. We try to understand your creation. And you've allowed us to get so far with medicine and technology. But ultimately, you are the only one who knows the intimate inner workings of the most complex parts of our bodies, our brain, our nervous systems. So we lift up Deb. We lift up her neurological issues. We lift up her brain. We lift up her blood pressure, all the systems in her body. We just ask that you would heal them and make them whole, that you would bring her to a point where she doesn't have to be on blood pressure medicine, and where a doctor, a neurologist, could figure out what is going on with her brain and her nervous system, that you would give the doctors, you would bring a specific doctor into her life, and you would give him or her wisdom to speak over her, to speak over her illness. But we also know that you can miraculously heal her in a blink of an eye. So, Lord, we ask that you bring her to healing, you bring her to wholeness. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for September 15th. What a responsibility we have to discipline our children, and what a challenge it is to do so in a godly and grace-filled way. Too many times we act out of fear, embarrassment, anger, or frustration. We discipline in rash and out-of-control ways rather than reasoned and purposeful ways. We speak out of a desire to shame or manipulate our children rather than to point them toward repentance and restoration. What we need is for the grace of Christ to overflow in our lives so that we can discipline our children in that grace. Lord, save us from the sin of venting our anger or frustration on our children and calling it discipline. Show us how to discipline in a way that reveals who you are as a father and trains our children toward godliness. I love you, family.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible friends. I am calling to request prayer. Recently, we have been super overwhelmed with a lot of work, which has been a true blessing, and I hope we're able to continue that. I ask for prayers for wisdom so that I can have the wisdom that I need to be able to carry on with the work that we have and be able to scale up our businesses and help as many of the people as we've been helping through our work, which our values are based on the principles of Christianity. I pray, I also need help specifically in the area of confusion, and I want to be able to separate myself away from anything that is of the world and be more in line with God so that I know that I can help as many people as possible throughout the works and the blessings that he has been given me. But it has been a strange and hard battle. The more that I try, the more that the forces of evil poke and distract me. I just need the help from all of you who are willing to pray so that I am able to separate myself away from any of the worldly things that are around me, focus more around God, and use his blessings to bless others. Financially, we're also hurting. We're hurting because we're scaling pretty fast, and we're growing pretty fast, but we're also being attacked on other areas. I just need some of that protection. Dear Daily Bible family,
hello, my family. This is Jamie from Texas, also known as, for such a time as this. I'm going to say this as quickly as possible because of the time limit. But my husband, I haven't even got to call you guys on this yet. My husband was rushed to the hospital, not being able to breathe, September 11th. And his two nurses that day, listen to the names, Wisdom and Rafa, were both afraid that they were going to lose him on their shift, that he was going to die. While I went home to get clothes for myself to be able to stay with him, Rafa got on his knees and Troy woke up because he basically slept because he couldn't breathe. And he found Rafa on his knees holding his hand, comforting him. And I played soft Christian music throughout the time he was there. And the nurses that would come on to duty, I would tell them the song that God gave me that day to help me through the day. And they would say, listen to this one. And he is home today, September 15th. Came home last night, the 14th. The 13th was my 60th birthday. Jehovah Rapha is still healing. I'm praying for you all. I love you all. I just wanted you to hear this praise report.
Hi, this is Doug from Massachusetts. I've been listening for about 8 years or so. I only called in a couple of times. Recently, our daughter, her name is Ciji, she was raised in the church, raised with the gospel, but she walked away from God and she loved the things of the world. She didn't want to give them up for a long time. Well, recently after the death of Charlie Kirk, she spent a whole day sobbing about it and everything because she followed Charlie Kirk because he was conservative. And recently she's deleted all her secular music and she's opened up her Bible that me and my wife got her. She's been reading her Bible and asking all kinds of more questions about God and trying to get back into the church. She's found a church. And her husband, John, now, I bought him a Bible a couple months ago for her to give to him, and it's just sat on his desk. Now, he's opening the Bible because he was following Charlie Kirk, too, because he was a conservative. So now they're both he's asking a lot of questions. So my prayer, I'm requesting prayer that the Holy Spirit will lead them both to him. Just lead them both to Christ. That's my prayer, that only God, only the Holy Spirit can reach out to them, that will spark something and they'll come to Christ. That's my prayer. Thank you, family. Thank you. God bless. Bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Isaiah 30:19-21. Father God, we lift up to you today the Sikh family in Canada whose son is incarcerated and waiting for trial as they're working hard to pay his legal fees. Father, we pray you are gracious to this family, that you respond to our prayers for them. We ask for financial provision, fair treatment, and justice in this situation. Though you give us adversity and suffering in this life, you are always right beside us, teaching the lessons we need to learn. Father, we pray that this man and his family see and hear you everywhere in this situation. Make it abundantly clear that all this in their lives is orchestrated through your will. We pray for salvation of anyone who doesn't know you and protection for this man while he awaits his court date. Father, we thank you for our sister, Keely, for Jesus, and for the Holy Spirit guiding her to this place so she can minister to this family. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Keely, for Jesus. Let us know how it went, I guess, on October 1st. Thanks for being there for this family.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for Eddie C. in South Carolina. I think I heard your prayer request on the 8th of September. And I was just encouraged that you had the audacity to call and to put everything on the line and to say everything out loud, because the devil can't hold it against you if you already put it out there. So I pray that you walk upright for real. That integrity will always stand in front of you and you see it. That you walk circumspectly in the word of God each and every day. When you get up every morning, say, God, what great things are we going to do today? Put it out in front so you can hear God, when he's talking, when you can see things that, no, you shouldn't go that way. No, don't do that. Not just feel guilty, but just say, I don't want to do that. Whatever it is that at that moment, And then find you an accountability partner that you can have access to, that can call you out on your crap, that can also pray for you and hold you up, encourage you. And if you just have to go sit at their house, sit on their porch, wherever it is, and find a way to be grateful for every little thing. God, thank you. I heard the birds chirping. I didn't want to get up this morning, but I heard it, and I'm grateful. So what great things are we going to do today? God gives us mercy and grace. Accept it, my brother. God bless you.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we come before you today humbled by your love for us. Thank you and praise you for your love for us in Christ. Thank you that before you spoke those words, "Let there be light," you chose to love us. You set your heart on us. You decided to make us your own. We ask you to open our hearts to receive your perfect love. Thank you for loving us so much that nothing in our past, present, or future can separate us from your love. Your love transcends all understanding, and we are grateful for getting to experience it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey fam, it's Spark. I wanted to call in and pray for the lady who called today on the 17th, who had mentioned that she's in having a deep bout of depression, and she feels like she's almost in a pit. Sister, I heard something the other day that was just pinpoint, and I had never really thought of it like that. The devil is so good at what he does that it is one speck away from perfection. And think about that for a moment. His job is to pull you down, tear you down, make you beat on yourself, make you see your mistakes, your transgressions. And he is the ultimate evil one. Sister, I ask that you reach your hand up. And I will with you right now as I'm driving. And we reach for God, and I ask that he heals. And that you do take a deep breath. And feel his grace, his goodness. Sister, I implore you to look throughout your day the beauty that God is doing in your life. We tend to see the negative, and I am guilty. I am guilty. I've got a lot going on in life. But God came to conquer. He came to bring you angels to protect you, to wrap their wings around you. He is the all-powerful God. And I want you to know I will continue to pray for you, my wife and myself included. I love you. Have a great day.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for the woman from California. You have lots of hate and anger that you are holding on to. God, I ask that you just cover her heart. We rebuke that spirit of hate, and which is going to give you anxiety, which creates more anger, which means the things that are coming out of your mouth are filthy. And the things you think we know are even worse. Because if we said everything that we wanted to say, things would get pretty nasty. So God, I ask that you just calm her. Send people her way. Give her an accountability partner that she can talk things out. And maybe find a Christian counselor, that not just to relive her past, but to cast out those demons, those seeds that are not of you, and that she has the desire to get rid of it. God bless you. And to the lady called in for your son-in-law and your daughter, Shannon and Brian Fernandez. He has ALS. And to Cecilia, who has ALS, she can only move her eyes. God, you hold their prayers. I'm asking that your holy and divine will be done in this family and in the individuals, that their faith will be increased, that they don't have to worry about saying, I'm afraid to die. But God, your will, your way, nothing more, nothing less, that everyone's faith will rise. Touch every doctor and nurse and show them how to keep them comfortable and what to do next, God. We know that you're able. We're praying that your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on the part of the world you're hearing this prayer from. My name is Lovely, and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in to pray for some of our brethren that called in that say we should join them in prayer. Your sister called in, you say that we should join you in prayer, that you went back to the habits God has delivered you from. I couldn't get your name, but God sees that the habit of being suicidal, you were in the hospital for almost 1 week and all that. Sister, I want you to know we are praying for you. We are praying for you, and God sees. He sees our struggle. He sees us. There is one prayer I always pray. Lord, continue to hold on to my hand. Continue to hold on to me, even when I'm so tired to reach out, even when I'm so tired to hold on to you. So God sees and is holding on to you, and I will join you in your prayer. And another sister calling, he said you're too ashamed to even mention your name, that you need prayer, you have been depressed, lying down on your bed for all through 1 week, and you're too ashamed. There is no shame in God. Sister, there is no shame in God. You see, one thing about this, our Father, is that He knows. God sees we are going to fail at any point in time. God sees that we're going to disappoint Him at every point in time. God sees that we're going to give up, even at a particular time. But yet He loves us, and yet He promised us never to leave us nor forsake us. So God is with you. And I'm praying again for another of our sister. You need miracle for your baby. A brother called in that him and the wife, they're having some complication or something. But I want you to know we are with you in prayer. And our brethren listening from prison, I want you to know we are constantly presenting you before God. Father, we thank you for what you said to do in our life of our sisters and brothers. We thank you because you come.
Hey guys, it's Rise of a Dove. Oh my goodness, you know, living this walk with the Lord, there's a constant reminder of how real He really is. Yesterday, I was curled up on my couch, just thriving in anxiety and worry, trying to force my mind to submit to the will of the Lord and trust my Father God. In the midst of a storm with my husband, I had hurt my husband's feelings, but he reacted severely, and it made me fear that he was thinking about divorce. He loves the Lord. He's in his growth process of becoming the spiritual leader of our home. And when these things happen, the enemy attacks his mind, and it's like this snowball effect. And so it went well last night. We went to our Christian counselors and guided us through prayer and forgiveness, and it broke my husband's ice, and he is back to himself again. Praise the Lord. So traumatic though when it goes that deep. But in the midst of that, I get a voicemail from Daniel Kingdom Seeker saying that there was a girl at his work named Jonna, which is my name, and he was supposed to reach out to me a couple weeks ago, and then yesterday he ran into her again, so he reached out just in the nick of time to hear my brother's voice. And then not more than a few minutes later, Sparky reached out, and at first I couldn't get access to the recording, but then I did, and I just felt the love of the Lord there with me as I headed to the counseling appointment. And it's just so great that there is a God, you guys, and I want to encourage you to continue to dig in. He's there. He loves us. I love you. Bye-bye.
Hello, divers. This is Kay from Ohio. Karen, this message is for you. I was going to pray for you without calling in, but God said I need to call in. Would you believe this is my third take? So the devil doesn't want you to hear this encouragement. We rebuke every tactic the devil is pulling on you right now. Every heartache, every headache, every heart palpitation, every trying to catch your breath and you can't breathe, you're waking up. and you can't breathe. May I encourage you, the next time it happens, to call on the name of Jesus. I guarantee you it's going to stop. Devil, we see you. You have no authority over Karen. You have no authority. God, stand up and rise up in Karen, that she will see you and hear you and know you as the true and living Savior. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. Karen, read and meditate on Psalms 91. Play it loud in your house so that every demon and warlock and witch around you can hear and see. You got access to things that you should not be have access to. So cast it out in the name of Jesus. You need an accountability partner also. And let them come sweep through your house and go on your job, in your car. God bless you, my sister. Call in every single time and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown in Evansville, Indiana. And it is, what are the dates?
Today is the 17th of September.
Today is the 17th of September. And what year?
2025.
And I like to encourage everybody to go and find this day and date and time, because it really is better to listen to Brian and then listen to him at the end. And I'm especially praying for the lady that doesn't feel worthy to be saved and is ashamed, and she can't even give her name. And I just want to encourage her that God is the only one that can save us. We can't save ourselves. And so that sets us free, free to be all that God wants us to be. Just let it go, my sister. Let it go. Jesus loves you. He has you. And he wants you to trust in him. And so I just feel that God's got your back. We've got your back. And Jesus is the Savior. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he, and only he, can wash it whiter than snow. Victory in Jesus.
Father, I come to you in Jesus' name, and I lift up the widows, the children who have lost their parents, families who have lost loved ones to violence, and our school children. Father, I ask for you to comfort these grieving families and to put the people in their paths that have your words and your wisdom in helping them through this time, to comfort them and guide them. And if they don't know the Lord, put the people in their path that will have the words to say, to show them your love and your mercy and your grace and your forgiveness. And Father, please protect our school children from these senseless acts of violence. We pray over our school children this morning and all children going out. Your word says that you will turn what is intended for evil to good. And we can't see what that good is, but we trust you to fulfill your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hello, this is Adam from Iowa.
I was just calling in. Today is the 18th of September, and wanted to lift up in prayer the person that called in with thoughts of suicidal ideation. Also wanted to just tell you that I appreciate how you said that you'd been redeemed out of these habits, and it's just a good reminder for me that I too fall back into the same patterns and sins, and a reminder that I've been redeemed as well. So wanted to lift you up, let you know that you're loved, and that Jesus is there for you always, no matter how many times you fall down. So Father God, I just want to lift this person up that had called in and was struggling with sin, struggling with shame, Lord. And Lord, we know that you took our sin and our shame on the cross so that we don't have to walk in it anymore. And Lord, no matter how many times we fall down, Lord, when we turn to you, that you redeem us, that you are there, and you love us, and you'll make us new. And it's a process of becoming more like you every day. And Lord, you were perfect because we can't be. So Lord, thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, TAB family. It's Peaceful in Pennsylvania, and I want to pray for Joyful in Virginia. Joyful, I can hear your heart's cry. Oh my goodness, Joyful, just know that the Lord loves you. I just pray that you get an intense understanding of how deeply he loves you. He loves you so much that he is here to heal you. So, Joyful, thank you, God, for Joyful. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you will bring about this healing, Lord. Help her find ways that she needs to do her part. But Lord, give her the gift of faith that, Lord, you know, with man it is impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. And Lord, healing is the children's bread. Jesus, you said that. Joyful is your child. Healing is her inheritance. Healing is her bread. And Lord, I ask for peace and comfort for Joyful. She is not alone. She is not alone. Joyful, we love you, and everybody's praying for you. I would suggest that you get into scriptures about healing. With long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation. He is the Lord that heals you. Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the plans he has for us, to prosper us and keep us in health, for hope and a future. Get into the scriptures. That will help your faith. We love you. Bye-bye. Good morning. This is Peaceful in Pennsylvania, and I want to pray for two ladies who didn't identify themselves, but you can clearly hear their pain. One has had suicidal ideation, obviously depression as well, and is probably, she said she struggles with self-harm. The other one is so depressed that she has not been able to get out of bed. Oh, Father, we just cry out to you to deliver them. Lord, there's no condemnation, and Lord, there's no shame. Lord, I thank you, God, that you deliver them from the voice of the enemy, and help them to draw near to you, God. Lord, come around them and lift them up, Lord, as only you can do. Surround them with friends and people that love them. Lord, I just ask you to set them free from this awful oppression. In your mighty name, Jesus' name, amen.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and on September 14th, the first caller asked for prayer for her friend, Millie. I don't believe she left a name. I went back and listened to it again. But she's one of our wonderful knee benders. And Lord, we just ask you come alongside her as she worries about her friend Millie, who has actually, just from sitting up, has damaged her spine. While she's in recovery, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit minister sweet blessings to Millie. Be close to her. Restore her body, O Father God, with the power of your healing hands, Father. through the Spirit, Lord, just pour out onto Millie and remove her confusion and let her be a blessing to those who service her while she is recovering. And Lord, let her have a wonderful testimony and speak blessings into the ear of this dear friend who is so concerned that she's called out to this Dab Nation of knee benders to pray over her friend. Father God, bless her, uplift her, undergird her, strengthen her, minister to her through the Holy Spirit also, Lord, and let this friendship live for many more years, Father, so that these precious children of yours can be a blessing to each other. And we give you the thanks and the power and the glory and the praises due to your name, O Most High God. Please forgive me. To the knee bender who's called in a couple times to pray for his unborn child, Caleb. His wife is carrying this child in her womb at this time, and they've received devastating news from the doctors. I'm sorry I don't understand the name that you gave, but I lift you to the throne of grace, and God knows exactly who you are. He created this. He knew this child before it was created in the womb. And Lord, you have the final say. You can create a miracle again within this mother's womb. The miracle was created when this child became a living baby inside her mother, Lord. And you have the power to override what the doctors say with a miraculous healing. You have the last word. Bless this child within her womb. Let the Holy Spirit minister to this baby in there. Remove any disease or damage or problems. Straighten out that umbilical cord. Give that baby new blood flow to his brain. Lord, overtake Caleb in that womb with healing power. And let the doctors be totally amazed for the birth of this child so that many lives might be saved, so that they hear that there was many prayers going up for this child before it was even born. Heavenly Father, bless this family abundantly above all that they could think or hope or ask for. In the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Good morning. I just want to lift up a couple prayer requests. First is the woman that called in with premenopausal symptoms, and it's causing a lot of pain in her body, and it sounds like she had some existing things that were causing pain or complications, and so the premenopausal effects are just compounding. So Lord, we lift her up. We lift up her body and the changes that she's going through. We ask that you provide relief, that you provide insight into anything that would help minimize or diminish the effects or the pain of these, of this life change, whether supplements or any kind of medication that wouldn't have any other negative side effects, or just bring a healing into her life, into her body. I also want to lift up the woman that called in. They had gone back to some bad behavior, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts. Lord, we pray that we cast out those demons, Lord. We, in the name of Jesus, we cast out and we say, leave. They have no place in the life and minds of believers. It's an enemy that it's a tool that the enemy uses. Again, we just lift her up and we speak the name of Jesus over her. And same for the woman that called in with depression and just feels like she can't get out. That is tough. And so, again, we just speak the name of Jesus over her.
Hi, DAB family. It's been a long time since I was calling. This is the Jesus Worshipper from Delray Beach. It's finally nice and sunny here in Florida. And I wanted to pray for two ladies that called in on the 17th of September that are struggling from a depression. I come from like a Greek Orthodox and Baptist background. We were not really into it, but I had experienced some spirits landing on my bed one day, so I know that the spirits are real, and it is in the Bible. So I wanted to pray to our Lord God, Father, to give us authority in Jesus' name to cast out the spirit of depression, to cast out it forever. There is no power of the unclean spirits in us believers. I pray for comfort, I pray for strength, and I urge you to listen to the worship music really nice and loud and sing aloud when you have the strength to do it or not. Sometimes it takes all the strengths you got, like Brendan Lake is saying. Yes, it does, but I pray you will. Worship, Lord, oh God, I'm praying for you. I'm here for you. I love you. God bless you.
Hey, DAV fam. I just have to share my breathing prayer book experience. I ordered them. I knew it would be pushing it for them to come in time for my niece's son's baptism last Sunday, but it would be the perfect thing to take for family. And of course, it came 2 days before we needed to go. We had to travel just a little bit. And the girls loved the book. It is beautiful. They kept commenting on how gorgeous the illustrations were. So I'm hoping Ashton will maybe start tuning into Ezekiel on Daily Audio Bible Kids with that book now in their possession. And I just want to thank you. It is just a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm so excited to give it to people. I have one more prayer request, and that is for my clean canteen. I was so excited. First time in all the years I've listened that I was able to order a clean canteen before it was sold out. And then I traveled and left it in the Boise airport. So someone in the Boise, Idaho airport hopefully is now tuning into Daily Audio Bible. So I've been praying for whoever found my clean canteen. And I'm so sad I missed it, but it's fine. It is fine. Okay, fam. I just think I don't know what I'd do without this community. Thank you so much. Love you. Bye.
Hi, everybody. This is Beloved of Jehovah. Up in Washington State. I'm a little behind. I'm in August 10th, and I heard Lennox call in and just say that he's struggling in his faith, and he's had long COVID or symptoms of long COVID, and I just wanted to lift him up in prayer, so if you join me. Lord Jesus, I just come to you, Lord. I thank you that you are a good and gracious God, Lord. Lord, thank you that you are sovereign over all, Lord. You see our needs. Lord, you hear our hurts and our longings, God. I lift up Lennox, Lord.
Hey, Deb, it's Spark. I wanted to just kind of expand on something that God had kind of been putting on my heart. I had mentioned that a friend of mine had told me, an older gentleman that I really respect, had told me that the devil operates in exact surgeon-like precision to keep you away from Christ. And the biblical comparison, I don't want to give power to that, but the thought blew me away, and I've been thinking on it. And so many parts of our life, we're sitting there going, man, and you just think of a list of an enemy that would have you figured out so well. And just right off the top of my head, how many of us, you know, you got sick the week that you were supposed to have the good week. You were on vacation. You didn't get to take the vacation. Maybe somebody died and you didn't say what you thought you should have said. Who cut you off in traffic when you're already having a bad day. What doctor told you that you had some bad news? What first girlfriend or boyfriend broke your heart? What child passed away? What? That's not God. That's the enemy. And as you're reading this text, God's wanting you to know what's going on around you, because that's what he's trying to protect you from. I love you.
Hey, Dabbers, it's the Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. We are praying for his messenger in upstate New York. Congrats on the marriage, and amen to prayers for your wife. You know, it's so cool that we have, like, this Australian we haven't heard from in a while. They call back in, and it's just like they never left. And I remember praying for their daughter about the job, and now they got two jobs, and on the last day, one of their temporary jobs, they get a full-time position. That is just cool. But I've been praying for that, like, a decade ago, so that was pretty cool. D.A.B. Sparky, God's love is language is obedience. I love that. So we're also going to pray for... let's call it Baby Copeland. So I may have a biological half-sister. I'm in Indiana now, doing some genealogy, and got in touch with this person that may have that. But they were adopted, so they don't know much about their biological parents. So we're just praying for that. Love you all. Have a good
day. Shalom, shalom. It is September 17th. And as I was walking my dog and listening to the prayers and encouragement, a woman called in asking for prayers for her pains that she's having in her back. And I think she said she's having it all over. And let me tell you, the Lord put it on my heart to call, because I woke up this morning and wow, my back pain was bad. So I am lifting the both of us up to God's throne of grace. And I am just praying and asking, Lord, come down, touch both of our bodies, Father God. Heal us. Decrease that inflammation, Father God. Give us strength. Give us comfort so we can get through each day. Your mercies are new each day. And Father God, we love you. We praise you. We worship you. And we know that you are the great healer, Father God, and you will heal our pain. And we also know that if there is somebody out there that will come to us, that will help us, that will give us exercises, that will refer us to the appropriate doctors. And yes, sometimes we do need to take medication to ease the pain, because we cannot heal while we are in pain. So, Father God, thank you so much. It's in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we ask.
Lennox from California again. Continuing my previous prayer, I've asked before on this special broadcast for you all to remember me in your prayers as I battle an ongoing battle, three years of long COVID, they call it, which is the single most difficult stage of my life. And that's saying something, considering that I spent 6 years on dialysis once upon a time, and then had a kidney transplant in 2015, which is going well. My kidney is okay, but my heart and my mind are not. A lot of us are like that, where every day is a war. Every day is scary. Sometimes we fight by the hour and even by the minute. And many days are spent in despair. But that does not mean we do not hope still. And that we still wait on the Lord. And so I'm asking that you pray for the light to reach me, as I pray that it reaches all of you. Thank you.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. Forgiven child of God. I heard your message where you were referring to someone else praying over the children and how everyone missed the diagnosis of your son with autism. And you're not alone. Maybe your child doesn't have autism, but, you know, we always think back to, I'm sorry, I couldn't do more. And it really is when you know better, you do better. And maybe I ask that you help her to not feel guilt, not to feel anger, but to just to work from the now. What does she need to do now? And I pray that you put people in her presence, in her husband's, in her son's, that can be helpful, give them resources, and just pray with them and encourage them on every side. We know it just doesn't matter how much money you have or how much influence. When these things hit home, you're helpless. What do I do now? But we have God, our Savior, our King, the true and living Savior who rests in us and show us what to do. God bless you, my sister, you and your husband and your son. And for Victoria Soldier, we all look forward to hearing your voice. To me, you sound like just this wise grandmother. And, you know, for all I know, we could be the same age. But you sound like a wise grandmother. And I'm about to be a grandmother in a couple of days, so I hope that I will have that wisdom to give to all of my family, my children and grandchildren. God bless you. Heal.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in September 17th to pray over our children. Those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under His curse. For the scriptures say, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commands that are written in God's book of the law. So it is clear that no one can be made right with God by trying to keep the law. For the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. This way of faith is very different from the way of the law, which says it is through obeying the law that a person has life. Galatians 3:10-12. Our children have an enemy who is continuously at work tempting them to think and feel that because they are in a family that talks about God, goes to church, and reads the Bible, they are under God's blessing. But the book of Galatians concerns a group of people who did all of those things and yet were under God's curse. The issue in question is this portion of Paul's letter was what determined whether the Galatians could expect to experience divine blessing or divine curse. And the answer didn't depend on whether they were church people or non-church people. It was about whether or not they had come to see their utter inability to keep the law of God and therefore had taken hold of Christ, who perfectly kept the law in their place. Unfortunately, they were still trying, through their religious activity and good morals, to earn the divine blessing they craved. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we praise you for the work you did on the cross and the unmeasurable gifts we have because of you. Help us to grow in our walk with you and seek the promptings of your Holy Spirit. We pray we will take time each day to stop and listen for your Holy Spirit at work in our hearts. Breathe into our lives, illuminate our minds, and guide our steps with your wisdom. Strengthen us to live according to your will and empower us to discern your voice amidst the noise of the world. Fill us with your love, peace, and joy. And help us to be vessels of your presence in all that we do. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible community. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown. We are friends of God with y'all. And, Jeff, can you tell us what chapter and verse and all of that stuff?
September 18th.
September 18th, 2025? Mm-hmm. Okay, those you need to look those up with Brian Harden. September 18th, 2025. And the reason I say just, I don't try to quote all of Old Testament, New Testaments, you know, Psalms and Proverbs, is because it would take me too long. So, and besides that, you want to know for yourself what the scriptures say. So I pray especially for the lady that's trying to get her sight back from her eyes. I am struggling with that myself, and I'm asking for your help. I need to have my sight given back to me. But it has been a blessing for me to work without any sight, and Brian has been so gracious to teach me and train me in the way that I should go. So,
hi, this is Heather in Tennessee. I'm calling this early September 18th morning. I'm a little behind in our daily reading and the community prayer. On August 16th, I heard the two ladies from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, and the other woman that I just can't remember at this moment. And they're together, and they were, you know, saying hello, and I just thought that was so wonderful. And I thank you, ladies, for doing that. I'm lifting you up in prayer. Also praying for, I think it's Sheena from Saskatchewan. Also lifting you up in prayer and all your wonderful prayers for people who are incarcerated. And you just always have something very thoughtful to say for everyone. And I just want to lift you up and pray that God will encourage you, that you feel His encouragement daily. I want to lift up Joyful in Virginia. I have been praying for you because I haven't heard your voice in a little while. Could be because I'm behind. And I just want to lift you up. There is a person who calls, and I don't know the name. She hasn't left her name. Praying for those that are really struggling with depression and just behaviors that aren't good for them. Praying for you. Please be encouraged that you are not alone. There's lots of us out there that are struggling, and we are encouraged by God's word and this wonderful platform. Thank you. God bless.
Hey there, brothers and sisters. Chris from Easton, PA here. It's September 18th. I just want to offer a praise report. Thank everybody for their prayers. A couple months ago, I called in asking for prayers for my son, who had a serious heart condition that was being operated on. The surgeon found more damage than was expected. My son ended up having open heart surgery, crazy for a 26-year-old. But he is fully healed now. He is back to normal. He was given complete and full clearance by the surgeon. He'll just need to have annual follow-ups. So again, praise God for guiding the surgeon's hand, for allowing an uneventful recovery. Thank you all for your prayers. God bless everyone.
Hello, Divers. This is Kay from Ohio. Marlene, you called in from Garland, Texas. You were praying. I wanted to pray for Randy and his wife, Wendy, for having just serious issues, you know, back issues, at lots of surgeries. And we're lifting up you and your son, because he's been ministering to your son and helping him in so many ways. So it seems like he's very pivotal in what he's doing. And having back issues means he's out of commission. He can't help those he was helping before or in person. So God, you heard the prayer request.
for Randy and his wife, Wendy. I ask that you be with Marlene and her son and everything that you had Randy there doing for Marlene's son, that someone will be able to pick up the slack and minister to him. I ask that you minister to Randy and his wife as they are hurting in various places in their body. As healing is taking place, God, let it take place in their minds and people be able to pour into them and pour into Marlene. Not to lose hope, not to lose faith. That's of the enemy. For God has given us the power of a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, not fear, God. So help them not to fear about what they don't have or what they're not missing. I pray that insurance picks up everything. And what is not picked up will be covered by something else, God. They will not lose anything. They will always have groceries. They will have their house. They will have cable, the luxuries, electricity. They'll have their water. Everything will be taken care of, God. And I want to pray for Shannon and Brian Fernandez again. Nothing broken, nothing missing. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Walk in it, please.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for September 17th. Efforts to fill up the local food pantry or build wells in Africa and commitments to save sex for marriage and refuse to buy lottery tickets can be law-keeping done in human strength to win God's favor, or they can be done in dependence upon the strength of Christ. Out of love for Christ and a desire to bring glory to Him. The question of curse or blessing hangs on how we obey and who gets the credit. Lord, we want our children to obey Your word and live a holy life. We want our children to experience and expect Your divine blessing, not Your divine curse. What we don't want is for our children to be caught up in trying to live by Your law, when they have no power to live that way and no sense of Your forgiveness when they fail to live in that way. I love you, family.
It says, where there is light, there will be no darkness. But you can't have light without the dark. So, who can help me understand how I keep getting back into the darkness? And I also read something today about you cannot be a child of God or love God, actually, if you hate your brother. Not literally my brother, but people in general. I'm having a very hard time in today's world and society to not hate people and their actions and their unwise choices, which I make unwise choices too. We all know that from the confession weeks ago about things that I've done, things that I did recently even. I've never done that before, to take something, steal, like never. And now I have this guilty conscience, even though I've repented, asked, begged for forgiveness, cried many, many tears over it, and put the thing back that I took. Still doesn't change the fact that I did it. And I don't know why I didn't want it. It was just to see if I could take it and get away with it. And I did. And now I feel awful. I have a conscience, and I know that's the Holy Spirit. I just can't get over the fact that I keep trying to love people, but I can't do it. Love God, love people. Why can't I do it?
This is from Junk to Treasure, and we bring the request to the Lord. Lord, there's so many people who are struggling in this damnation. They are faithful knee benders, and we lift them up, undergird them, Father God. For the people who are struggling on their jobs, Lord, we just ask that these people that are creating bad situations get a holy dose of God. Let them become light bearers instead of shadows of gloom and doom. Let these people be able to enjoy their positions that they have to be able to pay their bills. Lord, open up opportunities for better placement, for places of peace that they can work in. if this be your will, and if not, let them be able to find ways to compliment and uplift and pray for those who are causing strife. Lord, we lift up those who can't sell their homes, Lord, and we just ask. We're believing big. We're asking for the big instead of just the basic and regular needs, Father God. We ask that someone come into their lives and give them a home. We believe for it. We put our trust in you, Father God. For those, Lord, that have children who are struggling with ADHD and have adult children with ADHD, this disease is not of you. You are not a creator of these diseases, Lord, and we ask that the strongholds be broken, that the disease be abolished, that this be driven from their bodies, that they are healthy. Your word says, I wish, beloved, above all things, that you be in health and prosper. And in the health, I believe, is emotional, mental health, as well as physical health. So we believe that scripture, and we decree that they no longer suffer with the symptoms of the ADHD or the ADD. Father God, bless their lives. Strengthen them and re-energize them in the name of Jesus.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Nicole, Living Christ Redemption Story in Florida, calling in some more prayers for the children and grandchildren of the DAB community. And Lord, we want to lift up our precious children to you today, Lord. And we pray that, Lord, today they would understand that it's not about behavior modification. It's not about the outcome. It's not about getting a certain grade point average or getting on a certain team or making a certain any sort of goal that they have in their mind that is can be a very good goal and can be very something that could benefit them through their lives for sure. Not things are not necessarily bad things, but Lord, just that they would understand that that isn't the ultimate goal. And it's okay if we set goals in this world and don't necessarily reach our full desire in those goals. But if we, at the end of the day, have faith and trust and hope in you, and we have a love in you that is unshaken, then we have reached our ultimate goal. And all of the other goals are just so secondary to that goal. Lord, as parents, help us to remember that. Help us to try to instill that in our words and our actions and our deeds with our kids. Help us to try to show them the priority of faith and the way that we speak to them about their days and the way that we question them about their grades and the way that we question them about their priorities. And just, Lord, help us to be the light that shows them the truth of your gospel in every day, in all the situations, and the small things and the big things. Lord, help us to lead and guide them to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Today's reading is what the whole world is going through. Like it did back then, it's happening more so now than ever before since that time when Paul was trying to teach the believers which path to stay on. And oh my goodness, Brian, the end of the podcast when you tell us, explain, help us learn, digest, whatever you want to call it, when you talk with that knowledge and wisdom of how you teach things, it makes so much more sense than if I just read it by myself. But anyway, so I listened today, and I'm going to listen to it again, and it's the 18th of September. Oh my goodness, if we can all just heed. I am just have to get out of my own head. It's just really becoming more suffocating living in the secular world around secular people all of the time, because there's really not any true believers that will come forth because they're afraid of getting rejected and persecuted. And I know for one, I don't want people to make fun of me, but I definitely will stand up for the name of Jesus. I might not be able to teach them the way you do, Brian, but oh my goodness, I can tell them to listen to the Dab because it's changed my life and it's been hard the last 5 years.
Hey family, calling in September 18th to pray over our children. When the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law so that he could adopt us as his very own children. And because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. Galatians 4:4-7. As parents, we're pretty sure that no one knows our child like we do, loves our child as much as we do, or is able to guide and care for our child like we can. No wonder it's so hard to leave our child for the first time with a babysitter or at grandma and grandpa's house for an overnight. We think that if we can just control the environment, avoid the dangers, and follow the right parenting strategies, we will be able to ensure that our children have a safe and happy childhood that will lead to a successful adulthood. In other words, we think we can be God for our children, but in this way, we vastly undervalue God's fatherhood as well as overvalue our own. When our children are out of our sight, they are not out of his. Right now, God is actively parenting our children. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, open our eyes to see those around us who might need support and give us the courage and compassion to be present for them in their struggles. Guide us to listen with open hearts, to offer kind words when needed, and be a source of strength and comfort, just as you are for us. Help us to be true friends, always there to celebrate their joys and walk beside them through their challenges. Let us see the humanity in everyone and act with kindness. Help us to remember that we are all interconnected and that by helping others, we also enrich our own lives. May we be instruments of your love and compassion, bringing light and hope to those who are struggling. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Tracy Baker calling out of Fort Worth, Texas. I just want to take a moment and give thanks to Lord Jesus and God for all that he's done for me and all that he continues to do for me. I have no reason or answer as to why he does all he does for me. Lord knows I'm not worthy. Not that I'm evil or bad, it's just that I'm just not worthy of the goodness and the grace he bestows on me. With him, I need nothing else. He is everything to me. And I thank him. I can't stop thanking him. I don't always verbally say it, but I wouldn't be anything if not for Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Love you guys.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for September 18th. This reality provides freedom for moms and dads who have blown it and can't figure out how to fix it. You don't have to be the perfect parent, and in fact, you never can be. Your children, however, do have a perfect parent. He knows them better than you do and knows what they need more than you do. He loves them more than you do and has more power to act out of that love than you do. He has sacrificed more for them than you have and will ever be able to and will be able to care for them beyond your limited lifetime. Abba Father, you sent your son to buy our freedom so that you could adopt us as your own children. And because we are your children, we stand to inherit everything you have to give your children. What a loving, saving, caring, giving father you are. You have entrusted our children to us to parent during our limited lifetime, but you are our children's true father. I love you, family.